Hey, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Vulnerable. I get to chat with Jason Dolley. He has been a journeyman actor with Disney Channel for many, many different projects, but he is very lovely, and I hope you will enjoy today's episode. Jason and I haven't seen each other since Christie's Kitchen Throwback.
Yeah. Which...
Where was our first time meeting?
Was, yeah. Actually. Believe it or not, there that was it. It was...
Yeah. I mean, you know. I was first generation. I think you were like, what? They should have given us generation
names.
Yeah,
that'd have been cool.
They should have imprinted it in our, like, a tattoo on the back of our neck or something. You're 1.0. Like a freaking iPhone or something. Yeah. But because I get some heat because, what was it? In another episode of one of these pods, I said something about Ashley Tisdale being sort of like a younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
Of it. And people were like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. You guys are around the same age. And it turns out I was like, yeah, that's accurate. But what I meant to say was that there's different generations of people who came and then went. But yeah. I think most folks don't realize that our stuff was in syndication. So it was in reruns for like 10 years.
Right.
10 years.
Because the things I've done still air and people still see it and they go, oh, you're from the Good Luck Charlie. And I was, 17 when that show started.
Yeah.
I'm 32 now.
Yeah.
So it's still airing. And yeah, if you didn't know any better, you might think, oh, are you still doing shows?
Like, so you're getting recognized still?
Yeah.
From like young people?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It was funny. I was in Disney World for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I...
Did you get a plaid?
No, I didn't get a plaid. I didn't want to... I've done the plaid with Disney Channel games.
Yeah.
We did the plaid and we got the cars and we did the whole... I wanted to go...
Wait, you got cars?
We got cars. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Were you doing the games at the park?
The DC games were at the parks.
No yes. way. That's so cool.
It was at ESPN's Wide World of Sports.
I'm so salty. I never did the games.
You missed that. Did you do the first year or no?
No.
Okay.
I'm before that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that year I didn't do, but the second year they did it in Disney World. And so we all flew out there and stayed in the hotels and we would go to Disney's Wide World of Sports.
Insane.
Oh, it was the best. Well, the first year was the best.
Okay. Because
the first year we just would play track and field games or like Simon Says and stuff. It was so fun. For like, 3 or 4 hours, you just play a bunch of games and then you're done at like 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a car and a bunch of people that want to go on rides. So you just would go on rides till, the park closed.
And
then you get back. It was so.
But were you recognized by like a shit ton of people?
It was like crazy. You're with Corbin Blue and the Jonas Brothers and we're all sort of together.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was
oh,
nuts.
Oh, man. I know what that feels like because I remember being with Shia and Margot and like, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Even, I gotta be honest, it's really, when you're young and you feel like you have that much influence in a space that you, as a young person, would otherwise want to go to, you feel like the shit.
You can, or it's, I experienced more sort of terror with that.
Really?
Well,
you didn't feel safe when
you
were like in the park?
Well, I did, but the idea that I could turn a corner and there could just be 100 people already screaming when it's a lot of people constantly sort of either watching or potentially there. It's just, it's a big spotlight.
Yeah.
So I
never got drunk at Disney.
It was.
I said, you never got drunk at Disney.
Not while I was working for them. No,
I was going to say,
I don't think so. No, I was such a goody two shoes. I have no stories because I was.
You're
such
like,
a,
sorry, end I, of yeah, the podcast.
End of show.
It doesn't, but this is the thing I've learned. I'm the master extractor. It's like, it doesn't need to be about you. Who else is it about? It's not. I'm kidding. Right. I'm kidding. Honestly, that's the furthest thing from my mind. But occasionally like being able to talk to you when our paths were crossing or had crossed, not didn't cross rather. Am I making sense?
I think so.
Yeah. The other thing I want to say is that sometimes I find that when I am interviewing the guys from Disney Channel, y'all definitely felt the pressure of the influence that you guys had because there were so many young females that were your fans.
Mm.
So I do find that like it was a very different experience for you guys than it was for like us.
Yeah. You were supposed to sort of have vague answers for whether you had a relationship with somebody or whatever, because it was like, if you were single, then you were kind of available or whatever. But if you were taken, then it was like you were less valuable or something. I mean, it was strange. But I don't know. I never really felt like that was, that had any kind of negative effect too much for me.
Maybe they also kind of wanted to downplay any of y'all's like sexuality, right? Like,
well, yeah,
they didn't want to like commit to, you know, that.
Right.
Right.
Totally.
Cause we had folks that weren't out, you know, there was some
young actors
and I'm sure now it's funny. Like, I'm actually curious what you think of when you see them come out now. Like, how does it feel for you when you see like the new batch of, you know, Disney actors, or over the years when you've seen the next generation? So like, for example, like when you see like, who, I'm trying to think, who is the generation after you?
I honestly don't even know if I know. That's the
crazy thing.
I don't. So,
I'm trying to think about it if I know, because right, like you stop watching
so
the channel
still,
when you're not
like,
on it.
Bunked was, I think Bunked might actually still be on.
I know, it still is. Miranda May,
which is great,
like, the coolest individual. I love her,
dude. They're the first show to go, from what I understand, to go more than four seasons.
Yeah,
I think they're in their like sixth or seventh or something. Which
wild,
good for them. Mm-hmm. But that's like the only show that I know.
Yep.
And I'm not even sure that there are. I mean, there might be, and I'm just not aware of it. Mm-hmm. But like, the way that television has changed, where it's, there still is a Disney Channel, but it's more, there's Disney Plus and there's, it's all the streaming
Disney
stuff.
Disney branded partners.
Disney branded television, uh-huh, right. Uh-huh. So it's different now.
Yeah. And that's why people always are like coming to us. They're like, you guys were our childhood, and you guys like, we're like this golden age. And it's because of those generational, like, they validating for them and being like, oh, I see myself in you, or I grew up with you. You were like my older brother or my older sister.
Yeah. And there may be things like that now.
I'm sure. We
I don't
know
what they are.
Yeah, I know. My kids don't watch it yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm completely unplugged from that whole scene.
Yeah.
Which is sad. I mean, I do like the idea of sort of, kind of mentoring the next generation or something like
that. Thank you. You know, that would be so
great. A program
great.
Like that would have been really cool. Mm-hmm. Sort of a Big Brother kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That would have
been
really
nice. You know my feeling on that. I feel like there needs to be mentorship 1,000%.
Oh, for young actors, for young actors' families,
uh-huh, yeah.
You know, stage moms, stage parents, all that.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, it's such a, it's traumatic. I don't necessarily mean trauma in the, like, I'm scarred from it and I can't talk about it without crying. I mean, that's not how I feel about it. It's traumatic in the same way that, like, being born is traumatic.
Ooh.
It's a sudden change to your everything all at once.
Oh, my God. That's,
and
I've never
heard.
And
if no one tells you how to deal with it, it will take hold and screw things up. And, you know, I had great parents who kept me sort of involved in regular kid stuff. Mm-hmm. I had friends that I had grown up with that I saw regularly. I had family activities. I'm from Simi Valley,
which is
not that far from.
Kid.
Yeah, so I didn't have to move my entire family to come do this thing. Mm-hmm. So,
did you grow up knowing kids in the business then?
No.
Oh, that's interesting.
No.
I always kind of thought people from like Calabasas, T.O., Simi, like all that area, like that they would have like, you know, people that it wasn't foreign to them, that the industry was like,
totally was. Yeah. I had a like study buddy when I was in fourth grade, I think, who was an actor. But other than that, nobody that I knew was even entertaining trying to be in this business.
You know what I find super interesting about your career with Disney is that you were a journeyman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So journeymen are people who like will just bank hours on and keep working and then like work on a lot of different projects.
Yeah.
And you were a young journeyman.
Yeah. I think I'm tied with Brenda Song for most Disney Channel original movies. Unless we've been beat.
As of yet.
We have four. I have four. I believe she also, maybe
you haven't
she
been
five.
Cast as a dad yet. Maybe.
No, but I that's very possible. I mean,
I would
you
love
know,
that.
I would totally do
first
that.
First of
kidding
all,
me?
I gotta just throw it out there. Disney branded partners. If you, we are the ones of us that still are believing in the magic, go to the parks. Love you guys so much. Like, I mean, I'm not, there's people that are like, oh, you know, get over it or whatever. But it's like, why? It was happy. It was a happy time. It's, you know, we have, I have kids.
Yeah.
And if you had a good experience and you would want to work with them again. Like,
I absolutely have,
be the mom, be the dad.
I would love, are you kidding? I would love to. Genuinely, I would love to.
Genuinely.
I have nothing but good things to say about that whole, it was like a 10-year experience and it was all pretty great.
Did you happen to see any changes in the network in that time?
Well, yeah, because there was a minute where they did Disney XD.
Oh, right.
And then they kind of, the only real change that I saw was they limited the number of times we could request to have a guide with us at the parks.
Yeah.
They had to like limit it to a couple times a year or whatever because their talent base literally doubled, you know, overnight. So they didn't have a channel. They didn't have an XD channel. And now they did. They had all these shows on it. So, but that was really the only thing. Which was
Minuteman on XD?
No.
Okay.
No. I didn't do anything for XD.
Disney XD was Disney's sort of companion to a very heavily female demo.
Yeah.
Of Disney Channel. Traditionally, that's actually why like my character went from like a smaller part to the like a co-star to Shia's character on Even Stevens. Because they were like, uh-oh, the females are testing. Mm-hmm. We need to represent that more.
Yep.
And then, of course, Lizzie McGuire came out and that was all female.
Right.
So it was always traditionally the females. I don't know why, but I remember talking to Gary Marsh and we had a good rapport for many, many years. And he would just be like, yeah, XD is the way because we're going to have all the boy stuff there.
Yeah.
Little do
Which
you
makes
know,
sense,
girls
you know.
Watch it too.
Yeah, right. And guys watch Disney Channel also.
Yeah.
So
100%.
You know.
100%. Which explains your characters.
Yeah. Right.
Would you say you were like typecasted when you went from like...
Well, yes and no, because I feel like my character from... Corey to Good Luck Charlie was similar.
Mm-hmm.
It became something very different as the show went on, as everything does.
Yeah.
But then the movies were completely different. Like my character in Minutemen, totally different from anything on the shows. So yes and no, honestly.
They wanted to give you opportunities to like be different, you think?
I don't know. I just was the right guy for the
You're
job
like,
at the
I
time.
I didn't ask questions.
I really didn't. I
and that's why you kept working with them.
I just said yes because I was like, why not? I'm having fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing. So my mom always told me, she's like, if it's ever not fun, we're done.
Mm.
If you want to be done, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just was always fun. So
yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And going to the parks, I hear you, is actually one of those big like milestone moments where you're like, wow, like this is really happening to me. And I love the way that you addressed it as being born, like having that experience as being something that you're like, is so sensorially new.
Yeah.
The synapses in your brain change
as
you're understanding the influence that you have or the impact that you have, even if it's just for a short period of time.
Yeah.
Which I feel like I also knew. Like I was like, this is a moment in time for me where I'm working with the channel. I was like you. I didn't ask a lot of questions. I said yes to a lot of different, you know?
Yeah.
And I enjoyed working in all of those capacities because I believed in the mission of the channel, really, like to entertain children.
Mm, yeah.
Even though I was a little bit older and whatnot. But it was all positive and it was all... And again, to this day, there's just... In talking with you, I can see the joy that you have. And I think one of my like New Year's resolutions too is to kind of live in the joy, even if it's from the past and like... See all the good and sort of honor that. There's a time in your life when you can really be myopic and like look at every little thing that you need to heal from. And I feel like I'm finally on the other side of most of it.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah.
with work and continued work, you know?
Yeah.
But really I feel like I've been, and when we talk about like generations, I don't mean to separate us or compare, I'm actually just looking for like camaraderie because we didn't meet.
Right.
But yet had very similar, unique experiences.
Right. Well, that's what I thought was so great about the games was because-
Let's go back to the games.
For real. It brought everybody together.
Yeah.
It was like camp. You know, you kind of, you knew everybody, you'd heard of everybody, but then you hadn't like spent any time with them, but you kind of everybody got intermingled, you know, there were people from all over the world, also from Disney Channel.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
The globe, Disney Channel Spain and everywhere.
I know, people don't realize that, but Disney Channel is actually massive internationally.
Yeah.
They have their own original programming that's just as big as like Hannah Montana, in like Singapore.
Did an entire basically remake of Good Luck Charlie with I believe it was an entirely Indian cast.
Wow.
The same show.
Yeah.
But they just did it with Indian actors.
Genius.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was Indian.
People
could be
don't realize that. Impossible is literally syndicated with so many different actresses in different languages.
Oh, well, yeah, because, yeah, right.
I really want to meet them.
That's so cool, yeah.
I never even thought about that. I was like, I need to meet them. And they had different pop stars singing that theme song.
The pop stars of the region or whatever. Yeah, totally.
Isn't that wild? Yeah. Did you ever see yourself like with someone else's like language dubbed over you? Isn't that strange?
It's very strange. Yeah, I've seen a few. I think I saw Norwegian once and it was very,
that's weird.
Very strange.
Oh my God, that's so funny. All right. So the games, like what was Disney World like? Was there any like, was it wild? I really want to know though. Were you guys like a little wild? Because you know, they say that Disney kids are a little bit more refined than like Nickelodeon kids.
I have no dog in that fight any longer.
What do you mean any longer?
Well, because I was, well, I don't know. Because I
mean, you know there was a little bit of like,
well, there was some. Oh, no, we were, the only thing I like ever like really heard from anybody was you are not allowed to wear orange on red carpets to any sort of premiere of any kind.
That is an arbitrary note. I'd never heard that before either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also had never heard about the relationship thing too. So, but yeah,
I don't remember if that was a Disney Channel thing specifically or if that was just sort of like a media training thing that I got at some point. Yeah. I don't know, but that was,
yeah.
But the games, I mean, we were, I'm trying to remember if we did anything like, because I imagine if there was anything like crazy or like kind of rule breaking.
That's a lot of kids, though.
It is.
You're like, I wouldn't have done it.
I probably wouldn't have. So I don't have that story. I did a show on the Universal lot, and I did used to sneak past the gate because it was right next to where Jurassic World was, Jurassic Park, and the Mummy. Then there was a little gap in the gate, and depending on who was working at the Backdraft ride, it was Backdraft at the time. I think it's Transformers now. But they would let us in sometimes and we would sneak past the gate and go on rides during our lunch break and then come back soaked for run through.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah. What show was that?
That was Complete Savages.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Lots. Lots are really magical.
They are. Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of joy.
Yeah.
Like when I go to an audition on the lot, it's a mixture and it's been a very long time, but like there's a mixture of panic, joy, rejection, like, like
the whole
like
experience imposters of being an actor comes back up
from the walk to your car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To then the walk back. Yeah. You've lived a million lifetimes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So, you know, you get out of your car, you're like, oh my God, I'm really nervous. I got, you know, audition. I have to remember my lines. I have to look good. I'm going to fuck it up. I'm confident. Like you really just start like hyping yourself up. You're walking, you're walking, then you're sweating because it's like a mile.
And you're walking faster than you realize.
You walk because you're late.
I'm confident, but you're just
And then your shoes running. Hurt because you're wearing, well, for me, it's like you're wearing high heels or something. And you're like, God damn it. So finally you get there and you're in the lot and you look around at all these people like riding bicycles and they're all on a show and they're all like, you know, at lunch. And then there's other executives that are like talking to each other. It's like out of the movies that you see of Hollywood. And then you're like, my God, how do I get on this lot?
Honestly, I think sitcom is the best gig in the business.
Yeah.
It is. I actually did one. I did a USC pilot during the strike just for fun because I knew somebody in the crew.
Well, actors act.
And it was like I hadn't done a sitcom in forever.
It was a sitcom pilot?
It was a four-camera, like multicam sitcom
SC
pilot. It was legit.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Oh my God.
But what I will say is that SC, if they do anything, our DP went to SC and she just told me that anything you create at SC lives with them in perpetuity.
Right, yeah.
So like that's not fun for the creator.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no part of me is thinking it's going to turn into a show at any point because it's, you know, they own it.
But it was a sitcom.
But it was a sitcom, yeah. And man, yeah, just the energy of a lot. I live across the street from Radford.
Oh, nice!
So I see that.
Yeah.
I'm reminded of it every day. There's an elephant door I can see when I walk out my front door, and when the light's on, I'm like, that just brings back that joy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it really is a certain kind of feeling that I think an actor specifically gets when you see a lot.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid too. The WB, they used to, I don't know if you remember this, hand paint, okay? They'd have muralists come and paint those massive billboards that are outside the WB lot as you're driving past them. And I don't know what they are now, if they're just blown up pictures. They did eventually become blown up pictures, but then they changed them to be like even different. They're not electronic yet, I don't think. But there are these massive billboards that live on the other side of the lot that, as you're driving up to the WB. Yeah. And so they'd have all of their current, like for me, when I was on Disney and I'd go to the 3800 Alameda, which is the Disney Central, you'd pass WB and you'd see like Dawson's Creek.
Right.
I guess One Tree Hill was a little bit after that. And all of their stars were like front and center, looking absolutely beautiful, like on those painted murals. And it was just wild. I just remember being like, this is what Hollywood could be. And then, you know, 1.0 Disney Channel was very much like, wait, we have something here. We have synergy, this concept of synergy. Maybe we should try to, you know, have that concept of like the Mickey Mouse Club and like have these kids who are testing well interact with each other and then collaborate on the channel. And then it kind of started to take shape as this like empire. But that was like very new at the time that I guess like, what was shit? I don't know. I was 16. I did the pilot at 14 and then 16. I know. I'm old. I'm turning 40.
Really?
I am.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Kinda. Yeah. How does that feel?
What it feels like to me is that time is extremely finite.
Yeah.
And so while it's really great and useful to reflect, I also am starting to realize like, okay, like this time is finite. What else am I here to do?
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but like sometimes it's hard to struggle with, you know, when you're talking about like that much fame, you're like, did I peak? Did you ever have that feeling?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think I was about 25 when I sort of first had my very first like kind of anxiety mental breakdown in the middle of an audition. And I think it was a lot of factors combined for this to happen. But, you know, I worked since I was 11. And basically, as long as I was auditioning, I was getting work. And the Disney Channel kept giving me work. And so, you know, I think back and I'm like, why did I just think it would just always be there? But at the same time, it was like, I was trained and I had experience and I just kept coming. So why would
I think? It's like Pavlov. It's like a Pavlov.
Right. It's conditioning, right? Yeah. I'm conditioned. Mm-hmm. So it kind of worked. It was a little bit, and then it kind of started to peter out. And then by the time I was like 25, you know, the weight of every audition being like, hey, this is your livelihood. That switch hadn't been flipped until I was about 25. Mm. It was also a few years of like no work. I was like, oh, this might be it. And I remember, I think it was an audition for like Grimm or something. It was like a guest spot on Grimm.
Which was then CW at that point?
Something like that, yeah. And I remember looking down at my sides and my hand was shaking like this, like my whole body was convulsing with anxiety.
Had you ever had anxiety before?
Not like that.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't love going to the dentist, but never really about my craft, my job, my career. Because again, before that, it was just fun. It was all fun. And if it was fun, it was great. And if it wasn't, fine, but it was always fun. And then it was the beginnings of it becoming this career, this thing that I had to actually manage myself. And that if I didn't book things, everything wasn't working, there wasn't a career and there wasn't income. And there wasn't, you know, all these things that you think about as adults.
It's like, you also have to manage your expectations, not just the career itself.
Yeah.
Which is something that I don't think people understand. Okay.
The expectations of like getting work, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Right, manage your expectations of, am I actually going to be able to keep going from job to job? And like, I remember I was dating somebody in the industry when I was young, who had been on a show, Freaks and Geeks. And He was very sweet. And I remember I was just coming off of Even Stevens. I was about to go to college. I was, you know, I'd tested like four times that, we called it pilot season. And you know what I mean? It's like, that doesn't really exist.
Still kicking, but it's basically gone.
Right? It's kind of like, like the Great White Buffalo.
Yeah.
But yeah, so basically he's like, Christy, I just want to let you know, it was really sweet of him to say this, but he was really checking my privilege at the time. He goes, Christy, I just want you to know, like, you might not work for a while after this. Mm. And I was like, oh, right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Like, I wish I could go back and like just give me a little spank on the bottom and just be like, shut the fuck up. Cause like, you really don't, like I said, you're trained to think things are going to keep going. Because also too, like for me personally, like my family, I had an ecosystem surrounding me that was benefiting off of me working consistently. And so like, well, not directly, like it wasn't like, here's your money, give it to your family. But it was more or less like, she's thriving. Like, this is good for all of us. Like, everything's great. So I just feel like it was a very loaded concept. Like, that I don't think I was willing to process. Yeah. That things would slow down.
Well, why would you be willing to process it if you've been conditioned? And again, in our defense, like, it's all we knew. And you being told, hey, you might not work. What else are you going to think in that moment? Like, mm-hmm. obviously you wish you could go back and say, if you knew what you knew now, you would respond differently. But mm-hmm. you had to go through the things you went through to know better, right?
Yeah.
So.
So you've collaborated with other folks, right? Like, I feel like you're, mm-hmm. there's like two types of people that I feel like are from our world, our community, if you will. Because like it or not, a lot of people started on Disney Channel. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people started as kid actors or on Nickelodeon or something like that. And we, like I said, we all kind of have a very similar set of experiences that can either be acknowledged or some people choose not to acknowledge them and talk about them. Like, I've had people that I was like, hey, I would love nothing more than for you to come on. Folks, you know. And they're like, I'm sorry, I just can't talk about that. I can't talk about that show. You know, my team tells me I just shouldn't talk about it. And I'm like, yo, I totally respect that.
Right. Yeah.
But I also don't need to talk about the show. I kind of just want to talk about who you are and what your future looks like. And I want to get to know you. And so I think sometimes that can be a little misunderstood. But at the same time, I talk to Allison Stoner frequently and we talk about it. And they're like, look, like everyone's at a different place in their mental health journey with this. So sometimes people aren't through healing, or in general, they just don't, I guess, feel the need to talk about the past or something. What do you make of all that as someone in my community?
like Allison said, everybody's sort of going through their own journey and on their own path. So I don't think there's anything wrong with not wanting to discuss it. For me, it brings me nothing but joy. And I think if it does bring pain in some way, then, you know, maybe a public podcast isn't the place to come deal with it. Maybe it is. Mm-hmm. But probably if it hurts or brings pain, that's something to note and to be aware of and to maybe consider. I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to prescribe advice.
I
think it tells you something if it hurts to talk about it. That's all I would say.
I 100% agree with you. It's hard because then if they talk about it on another podcast, I get a little frustrated because I'm like, I just would love the chance to talk to you about it as well. Like, I'm not saying like, oh, go on that and don't go on this. But like, it's also like, I want nothing more than people to feel like, hey, we can chat about this like friends, even if we don't know each other well. But, you know, I get it. I'm growing. I'm maturing. I'm like, you know what? It's all good. And also too, I feel like maybe right place, right time. Like there's been some folks that like, you know, and I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, I know.
And I mean, the pandemic's happened and like, what else has happened? What have you been up to?
Dude, I mean, the strike happened and so much has been going on.
I know.
One of the things that I've found recently, actually during the pandemic, that has helped a lot with my anxiety personally is the place that I'm studying acting right now, and the place that we I collaborated with the people that I know for the short film.
What is it called? Do you want to shout it
called,
out?
It's called The Unicorn That Never Lies.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't think we have it. We're still in the festival circuit, so we're not, we have, it's not anywhere online as of now, but when it is, I will post about it and people can watch it.
Yeah.
But I, again, in this like 25-year-old, you know, handshaking audition, mm-hmm. realized that because I started when I was so young, I realized I didn't really have craft. I had talent. I had, you know, I had ability to memorize lines and I understood how to sort of say certain lines, but I didn't really know what being an actor really was, or like the responsibility of an actor. Like I didn't know, if I got an audition, I didn't know what to do with it. I would just sort of read it a bunch and film it and, you know, see what happens. But I think that was part of why I was so anxious to do auditions, was that like I felt like I didn't know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So right. So I happened to find this place that really does teach like a sport, like a martial art. Like it's almost like, you know, if you want to be a musician, you learn scales, right? But like, what's the scales for actors? What is that? What's the structure, right, around which you can build? So that was huge, and that's also, you know, how I met the people that I did the film with, mm-hmm. and so I've been studying basically nonstop at this place since like August of 2020. Went online like right away, which sounds crazy, like an online acting class, but it's really great.
And it's not The Unicorn That Never Lies. That's the short film, right?
The short film is The Unicorn That Never Lies. The Institute is the place that I'm studying at, the Innate Acting Institute.
The Innate?
Innate Acting Institute, yeah.
Innate Acting Institute.
Yeah.
And would you suggest other people at various like points in their acting career?
Anybody, yeah. I mean, most of our students are in their 20s for mm-hmm. the most part.
Yeah. Are you teaching?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Teaching there, yeah.
Do you teach young actors as well?
Yeah, I mean, anybody that wants to come check out what we do. It's really, it's, I can tell you about it a little more off the air. It's very different. It's very, we have like PowerPoints and slideshows and like.
Ooh, I love that though.
Yeah, it's like college.
I'm super type A.
It's very academic.
I'm so into this. I need to check this out. Acting Studio.
Innate Acting Institute, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And it's an institute.
That's the idea, yeah.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
It was exactly what I wanted, which I wanted like a checklist of things to do.
But you don't strike me as being like that.
Really?
No.
Oh.
I mean, because you're fun. Because your whole life was about achieving that like feeling of it's fun. And like, but did you, so basically when you had that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened after that? Did you go into the Grimm audition? Like,
I mean,
I was in the
middle of the read.
Oh.
I'm like standing in front of the casting director.
Okay.
The scene is going and I'm looking down for my next line and my hand is shaking like that.
Oh no. Okay.
Like that's where we were at.
Okay. What happened after that?
I didn't know what to do about it. I mean, I went to classes and I tried to sort of learn.
Yeah.
And I learned some things at various places, but
yeah.
I never really felt like I got the thing where I was like, okay, this is what I do. This is what I do when I get a piece of material. This is what, and now I feel like it's taken years, but I have it now.
Did you ever fall out of love with acting?
Not really with acting, no. Mm-hmm. I think there were points in my 20s where I wondered, you know, is this really what I want to do? Are there other elements or other areas within the entertainment industry that maybe I could do also? Like, but then mm-hmm. it really came back to, I love this thing.
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Cause I tried writing. Bradley and I have been trying to write something together for years.
Is that where I saw you recently? Were you on their pod?
I was, yeah.
That's where I saw you.
I was on Jake and Bradley's.
I love those guys. Yeah.
They were on the show, were they not?
They were on the show. Yeah. We want to work with them. Yeah. We're so happy for them. And they're really great people.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you guys are still in touch.
Oh, yeah.
Are you like still in touch with most people that you've worked with?
Pretty much.
You strike me as like a lifetime good friend.
Yeah. Jake Thomas is my neighbor.
Yeah, Jake.
Yeah. He's a big part of the big reason why I moved to the area that I moved to.
Good.
And
shout out to Jake.
I still go to poker nights with Eric Allen Kramer, who's my dad on Good Luck Charlie, and I see Bradley all the time. Those are the big three, really.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
If they did like a throwback, all inclusive, like Disney Channel games, would you do it?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I demand that I do it with you then, because I would love it. That would be so much fun.
And just to see everybody from back in the day would be really fun. Yeah.
Good idea. We'll do it, and then we'll do it against Nickelodeon kids.
That's something that Disney probably would never have done, right? Let's do something they wouldn't do.
Yes.
Great.
And we'll own the rights and we'll make it happen. Yeah. I wonder how many people would actually want to see that.
Probably a good number. If we could really get the talent there.
It's like The Purge, but for kid actors that grew up.
Right.
And like the one that wins gets a reboot. I don't know. I'm just saying. That could be wild.
Oh, yeah. That's a good prize. That's a prize worth
competing for. Would you do anything reboot? Would you want to reboot anything? Good Luck Charlie 2.0?
I think I would. Mainly to get to work with those people again.
You had a good
cast. That'd be great.
I can't.
Yeah, I would not be able to say no, I think. If we got the people together, I would probably. Yeah.
I can't tell you how many people tell me that my daughter, like over the years, looks exactly like the girl from Good Luck Charlie. It's wild. Have you seen my daughter?
I don't think I have. Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's wild. Yeah.
I'm like, what do I do with that information?
I don't know.
It's tough because when they say that, it triggers me into being like, oh, I should put her in the business. She looks like the girl from Good Luck Charlie. And I'm like, no. Mm,
yeah.
That's not our path. With our girls. But they really are thriving and stuff. So you're dating an actress.
I am. Yeah.
Mia Cole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. How long have you guys been together?
4.5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we met right before, we met like 2019?
Pre-pandemic.
Pre-pandemic, yeah. No, because I remember we went to Missouri, which is where she's from, in 2019 for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then came back, and then that's when all
hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think if you can survive a relationship through a pandemic.
Tell you what. If you can survive, sure. But for us, so she lived really close by at the time. And this is like March, which is like right when it was sort of all happening. Mm-hmm. And we got word that somebody in her building got it. And this was before we even knew really what it was.
Your relationship?
Well, yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty sure it was...
It was post-Christmas, so yeah.
Right. I was I had a good time with her and her family there. I was like, this is something.
Yeah.
But then, so somebody got it in her building, and I was like, look, here's the deal. Either we stay apart, or you come live with me.
Wow.
And it was like, yeah, I'm going to come live with you. And like, okay. And... it was great right away, and it was great the whole time. And
made you take a risk.
Well, yeah, she adapted and fit right in. We fit right in with living with each other, and it was like, it was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I would never have thought would be that easy was. Yeah.
Did you date a lot like coming up and like after Disney and stuff?
Not really.
Okay.
No. No, I tried a little bit here and there, and it was really, I came to the decision with myself that I would rather be a little lonely than be with somebody that I don't love being around, I'd rather be alone than be with somebody I don't completely 100% all in love and want to be around all the time.
Okay. So you remember when you said about the whole thing, and I don't mean to keep going back to this, but you said like the press training about, keep it vague with your love life or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like thinking back and I'm like, but there was so many like relationships between these actors.
I know. It's
were they set up or did they just fall in love with Channel games? That must have been what
I
it
mean,
was.
It depends on the situation probably. Because there were, I mean, there's always rumors too. There were rumors
but nobody
that Bridget
ever tried
and I were together.
Who?
Bridget and I from Good Lecture. Yeah.
Bridget
I
mean, met, yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing well. She just resurfaced somewhere.
I hope she's doing well.
She's
I don't know
music.
What she's doing.
She's
but,
got music coming
oh,
out.
Oh, good. Great.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I knew she was at like MIT or something. I don't honestly
so
don't
cool.
know. Somewhere on the East Coast doing some tech stuff that is above my pay grade. But
am I wrong? I feel like I saw somebody like doing something.
I think she
like,
is.
She's got a really soulful voice.
Yeah, I think
okay.
I would say so. Yeah.
Okay. I got to find this then. And
I'm curious.
Yeah, me yeah. too, actually. Because you know how many people tell me that she has to come on the pod? And like, I'm like, she seems
oh, yeah.
really cool.
She's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. So then what are your goals then moving forward? I know we talked about wanting to go to the parks more, wanting to be mom and dad.
Yeah, right.
Mom and
right.
dad on a Disney Channel show. But like, yeah. I mean, in general though, away from Disney, like, what do you think? Do you want to be a dad in some point in your life?
Probably.
Yeah.
But not anytime soon.
Okay.
It's... It's hard enough just managing the lives of actors, two actors living together. And it's just, it's not where I would want to be putting my energy right now.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that I think it's really important. I think you shouldn't have kids unless you really, really want them.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. Speaking from some.
You can't stop thinking about having kids. I mean, if that's your life. Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
So I think the idea of it is obviously very appealing, but it's not something that I'm focused on right now.
That's so good that you know that too.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Do you travel a lot? Like I know Jake travels a ton, right? With his photography and.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I don't really.
Yeah.
I mean, I would travel for anything I had to for work.
I would
really
love
it.
To see you and Jake travel together. That would be so much fun.
That would be fun.
Right?
Yeah.
I want to know too. Like I've been seeing you pop up on podcasts and what do you want to move into the podcast space or
probably not.
Yeah.
I was streaming for a little while on streaming video games and stuff.
Oh yeah. You played video games.
Yeah. And okay. I like kind of tried to create a podcast on that. And I've come to the realization that what I really want to do, if you, in order to be successful at any of these other endeavors, you have to, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Right. And you have to be all in. Willing to do whatever it takes.
Okay.
And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to be an actor. But I realized I wasn't willing to do whatever it takes to be
a streamer.
Or have a podcast or whatever. Yeah. Like I love going on podcasts, but I don't think I have the drive to do it myself.
Yeah.
I think I want to be an actor.
That's, I understand.
That's just it, man.
I love that.
That's, you know,
that's okay, and that's amazing.
Yeah,
that's
and yeah, it's I think it's it took
a better,
while because
you don't want to be, you don't care about being famous. I feel like you care about acting.
No, I would love to be the journeyman.
Yeah,
that's just kind of in a ton of stuff, and you know,
respected
parts here,
by
parts
your
there.
Peers.
People know you, but you're not necessarily like you know on billboards. And
yeah,
those jobs are great. I would love to do that.
Dude, I know
that's
exact.
Not like,
I know exactly how you.
That's not feel. My like goal. That's not what I'm sitting here going. I want to be you know the next Chris Evans or whatever. Even though I would take that job in a heartbeat.
but even he left Marvel.
Well, right. I mean,
you know
he had that sort of moment in the sun, and people still know who he is, and they will for a long time.
Yeah.
He's a good actor. But I just want to do good work.
Cool.
And I think there's also a focus or you're encouraged to do social media or to have your own podcast or whatever.
You're pressured, really.
I think so, a little bit. And I didn't know to resist that for a long time. And now I'm like, no, I can just be an actor and that's enough. And that's what I want to do teach, you know, but that's what I want to do.
I appreciate you coming on because like, as we said before, like there's some actors that don't necessarily need to lean in to the past. And if you're doing this, I'm almost like, why are you here? Because I feel like so many other people are trying to do so many different things, but really, I think you're just trying to be supportive. I really appreciate that.
I like talking about acting, about you know, what it's like to be an actor, what it was like for me. I mean, like, I always enjoy sharing, you know, my stories or sort of giving my perspective on things. Yeah. I genuinely just enjoy doing that.
Yeah. You know? It's so funny when Brad was on, they were both on, and it was like, it was such a different vibe when I spoke to them.
Yeah.
They are so smart and dry. Uh-huh. And I loved it. Like, I loved it because I was like, I kept saying the same thing too over when I watched the episode. I was like, why do I keep saying that? I was like, you guys are so charming. You guys are so funny. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it was like, I didn't know what else to say. I wasn't trying to butter them up, but like, they were very dry. It was a very different tone, but for some reason it didn't need to be anything. Like, that was their thing. They have this, have this dynamic and that's why I was like, I want to see you and Jake together. I want to see what y'all's dynamic would be. Because he's kind of like zany and
fun.
You
mean Jake Short?
No, sorry.
OJ Thomas. That's Jake what I thought
Thomas,
you meant.
Jake Thomas. That's who I meant.
Yeah, yeah.
That's who I meant for you to travel with as well. But I'm saying, Bradley and Jake were here, and I said they were very dry, but like in a way that was really sweet.
Yeah.
And I think for their demo, it makes sense. They're like, they're like guys. Guys love them.
Yeah, they're dudes.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm really excited to see what you're going to continue to do. Or do you want to produce still? Is that something that you...
Not unless I have to.
Okay.
No, not unless I have to. And I have to in order to make the thing that I really want to make come to life, which is the case with the short. I had to be a producer because if I didn't do it, nobody was going to, right?
Feel that.
Not nobody, but like the rest of us. We all work together to make this thing happen.
Got it.
But I enjoy writing. I enjoy creating, crafting stories, narrative stories. Mm-hmm. So I enjoy that, and I could see myself doing that more also.
Okay.
But the producing is just, it's all headache. It's just all logistics, and it's all...
Our producer just laughed.
Yeah, it's literally... I need people who enjoy the headache because I can't do what I do if I don't have those people. So I salute them, and I just say, you do your thing, and I will do my thing. And
it's such a privilege.
We can work together in that way and mutually benefit each other.
It is a privilege to show up on set and just act.
Oh, yeah.
You only know that once you've produced.
Because, for the short, it was one day, but I knew that if anything went wrong, guess who's got to deal with it?
Mm.
Me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, one of us, but like it's us, right? We are the person, we are the people that answer the questions. We're the people that solve the problems and whatever. Weirdly, nothing went wrong. We were done early that day.
And you got everything you
needed. We got everything we needed. We were done like an hour early.
Interesting.
I said at lunch, I was like, hey, everybody, nothing's gone wrong. Just be ready.
Why did you do that?
Because I knew something had to go wrong.
I know, yeah.
I've been on too many sets. Something had to go wrong.
You're like managing expectations.
But nothing did.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, it was weird.
I want more of that for you. I want more of that experience for you. And honestly, if there was ever a time that I could produce something, I would love to see if you'd be able to hop on. I mean, are there things that you're particularly trying to act? Like, are there like parts that you particularly want to do? A villain? You've been a villain,
I do. I actually did. I did a short a couple years ago where I played a British demon, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And that is being slowly but surely turned into something, either a feature or a show of some kind.
British demon. That's dope.
Yeah,
that's dope.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's hopefully that's in the future somewhere.
Yeah, I see that. I see that too. And the thing is, as you get older, I just feel like it's like there's more and more opportunity sometimes for men as they
get older. I think once I look, which I think I'm close to it, but the older that I get, the better off I think I will be in my...
I think so too.
Because I think people still kind of think it's this
the baby,
thing we're talking about.
The baby fat.
The shows are still on the air, so people can still see me, my 17-year-old face.
Yes.
And they forget, you know, and then...
Uh-huh. I didn't realize that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So...
Well, there you go, Jason. I think that's... is a grown-ass man. full on.
Yeah, I guess I have more growing to do probably, but
yeah. Well, day at a time, I promise you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming and supporting. It means a lot to me that you come and hang out. And if people want to follow you, where can they go?
Instagram, J Dolly, TikTok, Jason S Dolly. I thought it's one of those. It's the one with the check mark. That's all you
know. It's the verified one because that's the actual person.
And I would say that about X or whatever Twitter is now.
And you're not still streaming though, right?
No,
okay.
No.
All right. Yeah. I can promise you that we're all rooting for you. Well, I remember when we did our first cooking show, like anybody who was, you know, a fan of my channel was a fan of yours as well. It did really well. And I was just like, we need to get him back. He's really, obviously there's a lot of people that are really rooting for you. So we'll be there. We'll support you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason.